Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Sure.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah. I miss my cue. So, hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It's Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where you can call us up, take over the show, interview your damn self, and we won't send you a bill. You dig? So, hey, I got the monsters with me. We got the who's bumping who, who's cutting fat, the urban weather report. We got a lot of things coming up for you guys later on today in tonight's show. So, all right, let me go over here and talk to the ladies. You dig? What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling tonight? Hello.
Hey, it's all good in the hood over on the north side of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. So what's good from AZL, Jazzy B? What's good, Mom? Hello.
What's happening? We all good over here on the south side.
Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, Takeover Tuesday, like we said, you know what it is. You can call in, you can request artists, talk about what you want to talk about, but you better be monstrous when you call in. 424-243-9649. Y'all ladies going to be ready tonight. Whether anybody else trying to call in and take over, I'm ready to take over the world in one night.
Amen. I second that motion. I'm always ready to take over something.
Okay. So, let me do my breather, as I like to call it, right quick. And then when we bring it back, we'll get into our show. Let me see. I got some new music loaded for you guys. I even got something I'm going to leak out a little bit later in the show. I might lose my job with the label, but, hey, I'm dedicated to bringing y'all hot new music. So y'all going to have to save me on this one. I'm just saying y'all going to have to look out for me because, like I said, they might chop my little head off. All right, let me see. Let me find this song I want to play tonight. We're going to start out with this one right here. It drops, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, right? Or is it today? Ooh, I'll be in trouble. Okay, yes, tomorrow. So, all right, this one here drops on iTunes at midnight. This is Santa. It's called Forever. Dave Mazur, Monstrous Radio. Takeover Tuesday, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes, and the upcomers are all up in your face, player, especially if I can get their music to play. There we go.
James Zor, LOC.
Take over Tuesday.
Send us. Chief all fighting while forever. Waking up to breakfast out of Spain. Having dinner out of Italy. Tell your ex say you're meant to be. This hit for once or for better. She comes around. The way she's moving makes me wanna settle down. She a boss, so I know that she can hold it down. So be my queen, baby. Show me you can hold it down. And if I'm slipping, please believe she gets the grip. And I'm her dog, so I come. She ain't even got a whistle when she's calling. You don't see these matching watches, bitch. We ballin'. Plus, we put the phone on silent when we see the labels calling. Get it later. Your ex is calling. Tell him he's a hater. Plus, he's broke, so mathematically, you tell him that I'm. No need to ask, you dealing with a winner. Now let's build this thing together. We'll discuss it over dinner. Now let's ride.
Chief, all fighting while forever. Waking up to breakfast out of Spain. Having dinner out of Italy. Tell your ex say you're meant to be.
either for worse or for better. In the bedroom, I'm playing pressure. Girl, just forget about your past, and we can make it last.
I'm staring at her while we lay in bed. I move her head behind her ear so I can kiss her head. Damn. I'm thinking how I get this queen. She's rolling over now, the fatty's resting on my team. You know what's next, no more, it's cold, we having sex. No, she calls it making love, I swear she fits me like a glove. Guess I'm guilty, everywhere I go, I bet you see her with me. Making plans to run the world, these niggas barely run the city. Such a pity, you know she keeps the heater in the stash. That's the white tee with your picture sitting in that Birkin bag. Yeah, she bad, I'm focused on the future, not the past. We'll discuss it over dinner, but for now, let's get the bag, so let's ride.
She gon' ride in love wherever, waking up to breakfast out of Spain, yeah. Having dinner out of Italy, tell your ex he ain't meant to be, hey. This hit for worse or for better, in the bedroom I'm playing pressure, girl just forget about your past.
Oh, damn, my system is lagging a little bit. So, all right, we're going to keep it together. I'll try to run this right here. Do T-Pain.
Yeah.
Too Fine.
Yeah.
It's starting to feel like Valentine's Day already.
Yeah.
Knock with us. Take over Tuesday.
Yeah.
New music.
Woo. Hey. Woo. Man, I got a problem with my baby, right?
She's
too fine every time I see my baby, like, ooh.
Like a
and she my girl, but I still wanna pay her. Like,
her
ooh, tip her like a waiter.
Like a waiter.
Cause ain't no other bitches serving nothing greater.
Nothing greater.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda, bout to get up in that cooter, put her on a pedestal. Hey, she might just take her bitch to school. Hey, like, hey, ooh, hey, baby, let's get it on. Mother niggas had it, but they did it wrong.
They did it wrong.
I be on the same shit that did it on. She suck that dick good, she gon' get her home. Ooh, put her whole fucking bag in a bag. She don't hit the club till she secure the bag. Now them lame niggas seeing what they coulda had.
Hey.
But that ain't my problem, but I got a problem with my baby, right?
My baby,
it's
right.
Too fine every time I see my baby, like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Every time a bitch coming out the bathroom.
Out the bathroom.
Butt naked around the house, got that ass looking, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever
have
seen
you ever
a ass that'll make it?
That'll make it.
Put your dick up on a cake like a baker, like, ooh. She ain't rockin', I shock it like a taser.
Like a taser.
She my girl, but I still wanna pay her, like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
How did you know, bitch, how did you know? How low, low can you go? Just hold on for the show. Got that booty bouncing on the floor. How low, low can you go? Just hold on for the show. Shawty got a vibe, shawty got a vibe. My shawty gassed up, kicking off a Fanta. Coupe ain't got no roof, coupe ain't got no roof. Smoking and riding, my bitch like to ride it. Shawty too lit, keep a J lit. She my favorite, yeah, yeah. We gon' blow the ounce, she gon' make a bounce. Sexin' on the couch, yeah, yeah. Hit it from the front, hit it from the side. Hit it from the bar, yeah, yeah. I've been in the cup, we been laid up. Shawty bad as fuck.
But I got a
problem
with my baby, right?
My baby,
it's
right.
Too fine every time I see my baby, like, ooh. Time my bitch coming out the bathroom. Butt naked around the house, got that ass looking, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever
have
seen
you
a
ever
ass that'll make it?
That'll make it.
Put your dick up on a cake like a baker, like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
my girl, but I still wanna play her like, ooh.
How did you know, bitch? How did you know? How low, low can you go? Just hold on for the show. Ooh. Got that booty bouncing on the floor. How low, low can you go? Just hold on for the show. Ooh.
She gon' swear she disabled. She watch the footage like it's airing on cable. Like, ooh, Jose Quibble. She wanna fuck on top of my paper. Yeah, you know I got a squirtin'. She tryna jot that pussy on me, tryna hurt me. Like, ooh, baby, get in there. I'm already up in heaven when I win in there. Put a plate on in that pussy, that's my dinner there. Thought I told you, baby, all I do was win in there. Ooh, put a whole fucking bag in the bag. She don't hit the club till she secure the bag. Now them lame niggas seeing what they could've had. See my baby like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Every time my bitch coming
out the bathroom.
Butt nigga run the house, got her ass looking, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever
have
seen
ever
a ass that'll make it?
That'll make it.
Put your dick up on the gate like a baker, like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now she a rockin', I shockin' like a taser.
Like a taser.
And she my girl, but I still wanna pay her, like, ooh.
How did you know? How low, low can you go? Just hold on for the show. Ooh. Got that booty bouncing on the floor. How low, low can you go? Just hold on for the show.
Ooh. 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 Take over Tuesday.
Ooh.
I got one request, and we're going to open up the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. This is Young Dro and Trigger for Parallel Park. Conscious Radio Live. Take over Tuesday. You can call in and take over the radio.
Nah, for real, we'll park yourself. No licking. Man, I'm firm, man. Bitch, take your hand on the steering wheel. Foreign.
My front pocket fat like Boogie. Two C through pot, we cookie.
Ooh, hurry,
hold up.
The whip,
parallel pop, no lick.
No lick,
I swear.
Parallel pop,
parallel pop, no lick. Like Boogie, Boogie, Boogie.
seat too tall, you lucky. And I can hear from a rod, barely apart, no lucky.
Pull up, stop, barely apart, stop. I'm out the car, got 4-4, aim at your head, pop. Better that nigga like butter, stop. 9 a.m., we open shop. 9 p.m., we coolin' shop. Bell at the bando, just like commando. Parallel parts, red shoes, huh? Get it on, money long, rim thrown. Tim's on, real phone, shit, home. The 44 calico real long. Ride machine, DG, my ears, home. White Street, blue steel, home. Nigga, we pop mighty, no pill, home. D-Real 32, they real grown. And I can parallel part, I'm getting on. No look,
My front pocket fat like butt. Two seat through pot, we good. Hurry, hurry, turn up.
The wheel. Parallel pot, no lick.
No lick.
I swear.
Parallel pot.
Parallel pot, no lick.
Weather report, who's bumping who, and who's getting fat, and so much more. Take Over Tuesday, Monsters Radio Live, MRL, T-O-T, you dig? Hashtag blessed. It's unbelievable, and Jazzy B, so I, let's see, let's start at the furthest region. I really don't want to ask her, because she might be a little warm down there, but it's been cold lately down where she at. So tell us, what's the weather like down there in Atlanta, Georgia, there, Jazzy B? Give us a Monsters Radio urban weather report. Stick your head out the window.
Man, it's cold as fuck. That's the weather report. I need the warm weather back. I don't like this cold shit.
Okay. Now, what's cold as fuck? Because I know in Georgia, y'all get 40 degrees and y'all ready to shut down. You dig? It snowed for more than 15 minutes. Y'all closed the city. Is it really cold down there?
Oh, well, right now it's like, let me see. Let me shake it out right there.
Mm-hmm.
It really ain't that cold, but it is. It's like 50 degrees.
Right. Well, for y'all, that's cold. A little chill.
Yeah.
Get a bowl.
It's cold.
A little chilly. Wait, all right, let's see how it I know
you might, you might get another weather report from a bigger person, because y'all know I'm small. I'm not that big. I don't got that much meat on my bones. So I'm always cold. I might be the wrong one to ask.
Right.
You know, a little slim thick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not that much meat.
Well, all right, we're checking with Miss Unbelievable and see what it's like in the Twin Cities. What's up, Mama? Stick your head out the window. What's the weather like? Hello.
It's sitting at a nice, you know, 25 degrees. So, it's nice, but it's cold, but it's nice. So I ain't mad at it right now. We got a little heat wave coming.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, for Minnesota, yeah, that's this time of year, yeah, it's a little warm. A lot of y'all are like, ooh, that's cold. Yeah, it is cold, but not normally for around here. So, it's definitely cold. Either way it go, I think it was colder earlier today. I opened up the door to go outside. My door closed itself like, nuh-uh, player. Go and sit your little skinny ass back down somewhere. You are not going outside. Not tonight. If you're skinny, it's chilly. If you're a little thick, it might be a little warm for you. So, let's get into this entertainment news, also known as who's bumping who and who's getting fat. I guess who's going to start it out tonight? Me, one of you ladies, what are we going to do?
Go ahead and start us off there, buddy.
It's like, go ahead there, buddy.
right. Now, this right here is a good one right here on the entertainment news. This is good for you artists out there. Actually, anyone out there when it comes to branding, if you don't really know the essence of what you're doing, here's a great example. It looks like French Montana, if y'all ain't heard, looks like he says, I'll be stinking rich off of fragrances and lotions. Okay, we need to check out what he's talking about. Looks like says French Montana smells a chance of cashing in on his name with all kinds of products, particularly perfume. French filed docs obtained by TMZ seeking to trademark his name for commerce in the health and beauty market. French says that he wants to put out his name on fragrances, non-medicated lotions and shampoos, and non-medicated toiletries. As French may say, smells moist. I mean, have y'all heard anything about this, him coming up with, I guess, what does it say? Non-medicated lotions, shampoos, non-medicated toiletries, or perfume. Y'all heard about French Montana trying to do this, ladies?
This is the first I heard.
What about
this
you?
This is the first I heard. This is the first I heard. I haven't heard nothing from French.
Okay, well, apparently he's on to something because apparently he's also applied his trademark. He's about to trademark his name on almost anything you can buy. He's talking about putting his trademark on jewelry, tote bags, backpacks, beach towels, watches, kitchen linings, sunglasses, pillow covers, headphones, all kinds of clothing, including underwear. So yeah, he looks like he's about to go serious with this. Seems like he's most likely trying to block anyone else from making dough off his name, but the perfume could work. Think about it. Remind her she is unforgettable with the scent by French. I like that right there. He could win with that. A fragrance called Unforgettable. What y'all think? Would y'all ladies at least try it out just by the name, just from the name alone?
I would, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just got to go with your essence. And I guess that it all depends what it smells like, too. Because it got to have a certain scent. Because it can't be musty, because then, you will be unforgettable. You know, it would be foul. It ain't a savory scent. So it all depends what it smells like. But the name will be catchy.
Right. So don't come in here smell like the French Riviera. okay. I feel you. So ladies, everybody likes a man with an expensive car, right? Yay, nay. How y'all feel? Y'all like men with expensive cars, Bugattis, Bentleys, things like that.
Okay.
Y'all's real laid back tonight. It is what it is. Well, apparently, Floyd Mayweather, if y'all don't know, it's expensive to change oil on certain cars. It is. I had a BMW before, and I was mad because I had to pay $250 for a service. What was it, like an oil change and a quick little maintenance? I was like, $200 and what? Don't you know I could take, if I had a Delta 88, 82? I'm going to give me a full tune-up for $39.99, and you want how much? Ooh, I'm about to take this BMW back. But I ain't had nothing to complain about. Apparently, Floyd has a Bugatti. His Bugatti's worth about $3.3 million. Can y'all guess how much an oil change on the 2012 triple red Grand Sport convertible Bugatti?
Ooh. How much?
I'm just going to put out, it costs more than some boo pussy in Vegas. It's $25,000 to have an oil change in a Bugatti. Not my baby. That's not my baby. That's not my boo-boo. And $25,000. No. Why? No titties
coming. I'm sorry. I'm taking care of my Bugatti. $5,000, $6,000. That's my baby. It's going to be taken care of. So while everybody calls to get my baby to keep riding smooth, because when I'm down and I'm out, she'll be there. Yeah, I'm going to take care of that baby boy, because that's my baby. Absolutely. Whoo, I don't care. As long as she's still ride cute, look cute, and cute as me. Oh, snap, we good. Yes.
What about you, Miss Jazzy B? I mean, what about you? You paying that much to, are you getting a Bugatti? Yeah,
yeah. He probably got us on mute. Yeah, unmute us.
Oh, my bad. My bad. My bad. I was talking up a storm, too. No, listen, if somebody buy me a Bugatti, then I have one. But if don't nobody buy it for me, I am not going to buy one. I can assure you that.
Oh, huh? Hey. I don't even want
to pay $3,000 for rent. You think I'm going to pay $3,000 for an oil change? Nigga.
In some neighborhood, that's a house note. You didn't go to Backwoods Dairy, Indiana. I'm going to Detroit. So I'm just saying, you go in the hood, you get you a house, $25,000. You might have to put something in it. You think you might have to get you some pit bulls in the gate. But I'm just saying, damn, oil change, man.
If I got it, I got it. Like, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to, you know, if I don't got it, okay, no, I'm not paying that. But if I got it and I can afford it, oh, absolutely.
Listen.
Sky's the limit. Why not? Why
y'all
not?
Want me to tell y'all why I'm going to be rich forever? Because when I get it, anything that I didn't have before I got it, I ain't going to have after I get it. I'm not buying no whole bunch of cars. I can't take none of this shit to the grave with me. None of this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spend no money on it. But I can leave my kids some businesses. I can leave my family some money. I'm not going to waste no money on no car that I'm just going to drive. I am not.
Right. I'm glad you said that because, hey, that's one of the topics of tonight. We're going to jump into a breather. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Empowerment, how to empower other people around you and empower yourself. Get egg. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about. So saying that, Bugatti, goddamn, $25,000 for oil change. Man, I'd rather pay $5,000 to go to college and learn how to change on my damn self and charge my neighbor.
I'm trying to get
it.
That's the difference. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I hear you. I'm going to stick with something a little cheaper right now. Tiger. Music.
Like OJ. We live, y'all. Let's go. With the Porsche. I used to see it when I drive to me with Jose. She used to post outside of my workplace. I had so many pics of Lil Porsche. When my cell rang, pictures of Lil Porsche. My homie tried to tell me she was no good, yeah. Looked at the nigga, I'm like, no way. She said she only fuck with rich niggas only. Okay, wait till I get my money poppin', bitch. I'ma make you mine, baby, one day. All white Porsche. Let's make a wedding date right before my court date. Cause I need to feel you if they take me away. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. Yeah, I fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white Porsche. Come and take a ride, name me Porsche. She wanna feel me slide aside, I'm like, okay. Introduce me to your friends, baby, yeah. Kiss you on the cheek, it's a double date. Do it right before my court date. I used to have a thing for Mercedes. She drive all the ghetto boys crazy. I couldn't make a mind, but didn't faze me. Cause when I met you, you my fantasy. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. Every single night I'm having dreams about you. Take you out to eat, don't that sound crazy? Wash you up nice and clean for paparazzi. Oh, Lil Porsche, I'm in love with you. I done fell in love with the Porsche. Talking all white when I kiss the Porsche. Back with murder trials like OJ. Oh, Lil Porsche, I got a thing for you. I'ma make you mine, put some 20s on you. Yeah, I can see you fine, put some winners on you.
If the police get behind you, pull off on them. Oh, little boss, yeah, I fell in love with you. I used to see you when I meet with Jose. Had so many pics of Lil Porsche. Bought myself rank pictures of Lil Porsche. Oh, Lil Porsche, I fell in love with you. I just wanna sit and smoke my drugs in you. Pull up to the club, get love with you. Promise I won't let nobody fuck with you. Oh, I'm in love with you, Lil Porsche. I'm in love with you.
Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday. We about to open up the line 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 if you wanna talk. But you better be monstrous. I'm just saying. Tonight we're gonna get into our topic tonight. We're talking about empowerment. Today, here's something that, you know, I don't know how it crossed my mind, but we was talking about Black History. Today, everybody knows it's Black History Month. I was talking with someone about Black History. And I was telling them, I mean, don't get it twisted. We need to learn our roots and learn where we've come from, learn about the struggles that we've been through. But what about our Black future? That's what I want to look for also. Let's look to our Black future. So what were some things that can help us in the future? Like, everybody talks about Black Wall Street. I really believe in Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street is where we spend money like everybody is, everybody else does. It goes tenfold amongst our own community before it goes out somewhere else. We're not saying don't spend money with other people, but if you can, spend it within ourselves to help give ourselves that richness that the other people have. So one of the things I was talking to my about was empowerment. A lot of people like get their daughters, might get her some candy, might get her a card, get a little piece of jewelry, something from Monster Jewelry Shop, something like that. But what about empowering her? Have you thought about giving her something that's real? Even like your mate, your significant other. And it don't even have to be one of these things, but what if you gave your lover a business? Instead of just a car, gave them a business. Whether it be a jewelry company, shirt company, something they like to do, lipstick, anything. It'll be amongst anything. You see, gave them something of empowerment. Other than just saying, oh, I appreciate you in life. Here's something. I appreciate you enough to put you on to something. You dig? Can you ladies relate to what I'm talking about? We'll start with you, Miss Unbelievable. Can you relate to what I'm talking about here, the point I'm trying to make?
Absolutely. It's almost like leaving a legacy. So, like, what legacy can you leave? And what legacy can you pass on to your children? And how can you open up their gifts to make gifts for them to survive and to make money and to have fun with? So I definitely can understand, because if you don't tap into the empowerment of themselves and their soul and their spirit, then they won't know how to tap in and how to adventure off and go get money and go get, leave a legacy for their children. It always just be stagnant. So absolutely, if you can give them a plan to do that, an action plan, and a call to action to do it, you're all good.
Right, right, right. Okay, how you feel about it there, Jazzy?
I'm all about leaving a legacy for my children. They are my everything, and I don't want, for one, I want to leave them a legacy and something to look forward to, because I don't want them to go through none of the shit that I had to go through in life.
Right, right, because a lot of people, they think that some people, they're in the position that they're in just because of the things that they've done. No, sometimes it's positioning by other people setting them up ahead of time. Like you, both ladies right. Just talked about leaving your kids a legacy. Like a lot of people don't know. That's why other people, their parents be so hard bent on buying a home. You dig? So when they pass, them kids can sell that home. Or they can move into the home, own the property.
Yeah.
You dig? So they got something to start from, something to build from.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know if some people, if they really get that, if they really get that. But yeah. But can you think of some things you can help people with to help empower them? One of the things, like Ms. Unbelievable said, you got to tap into, especially if you have a kid that we'll just say that's real wild, real out there, real wild. He got a smart mouth, whatever. You got to channel in how to make that work. Whether you take that kid.
That's my son. That's my son you just described.
Oh. Well, the best thing to do is get him into a debate class. You then use it to his advantage. Get him into a government class that's on politics or something like that, where he can use that mouthpiece to debate in a good way. And then he'll learn, if he's still doing it on the lawyer side, he'll learn to be a lawyer. He'll learn terminology and become better for him.
Actually, what he wants
politics.
To do.
You say what now?
That's actually what he wants to do, is be a lawyer.
Okay.
The interesting thing, what I found. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
The interesting thing
when
I found out with my kids was, my son, he liked to cook. And so I put him in every cooking class there was at school, creative, beginning. And then he was like, well, Mom, I don't want to cook. But that gave him an opportunity to cook now. They said, Mom, I want to play sports. So, hey, I put him in every sport you can think of, not just basketball. I put him in soccer. I put him in baseball. I put him in cricket. I didn't care what it was, because I just didn't want the stigma of football and basketball to be over their head. So whatever they said, hey, Mom, this is what I wanted to do. I want to be in music. Okay, well, let's go get the drum set. Let's go get the DJ booth. Let's go get all that. So I learned that I'm going to invest in them. And so if I can invest in them, then they will be able to take what I invested and move forward with it. And even if they don't do nothing with it at that moment, it's inside them. So they can go back to it and be like, oh, snap, I know how to do that. I'm going to add this to it, add that to it. And then here comes their entrepreneurship. But you got to tap in and invest in their talents. You got to invest in their entrepreneurship and what they can do. And then what you know how to do, that's what you tack on the most. And you say, well, I know how to do this. And if you know how to do that, then we got this. But you got to be willing to share it. You got to be willing to do it. You got to be willing to mess up and come back and try it again and then go from there.
Right. You got to put in them, don't be afraid to fail. Everybody starts off falling. You dig? Jordan didn't start out a champion. I'm just saying. You dig? Randy Moss didn't start out running A1 routes. You dig? It was the desire in them to get better and get better and get better. So that's one thing I always have to tell people, don't be afraid to fail. The fun part is getting back up, starting over and going back at it. You dig? So, yeah. Sorry, was somebody to say something?
I was saying, you know, I have that thing about failing. I hate to fail. I know it's necessary sometimes, but I really, 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 really hate to fail.
I think we all hate to fail, because you always feel, can I come back from that failure? And do I have the strength to come back from that failure? But I hate to fail too, but sometimes you got to, just to see where your strength lies and if you can come back. You know, there's always a learning in everything that we do, to me.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
But if I cannot fail, I'm not gonna.
Yeah. I agree with you there.
If I can keep from failing, I'm not gonna fail. Definitely not. I'm not gonna fail willingly. I'm gonna feel like that.
What I try to tell, what I used to tell my kids was like this: it's everything in life is how you look at it. Some people look at failure, and they take some things very, very serious. So when they fail, they get bad feelings, blah, 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 blah. But it all depends on the moment. I try to tell my kids, when you do things, try to think of it like this. Think of it as a sport that you like. I'm going to use volleyball. You dig? I'm just going to use volleyball. This applies to football, basketball, whatever you like to do. Failure is like this. You have to keep playing. If you're playing volleyball, say it's your first day playing, you go to hit the ball, you slip, you fall. Honestly, at that moment, you're probably going to have fun. You're going to get up, dust yourself off. Okay, wait till they come my way again. Watch and see what happens. They come your way, you screw up again. But guess what? You still happy. You get up, you laugh, you get back in the game. That's how you have to be in life and everything else that you invest in. Get up and try. Stay in the game. Have fun with it. Try not to take it so damn serious sometimes. Dust yourself off. Get back up. Say something funny. Get back in the game. But don't fall down and lay in the sand. You dig? I tried to say something smart there, something slick and intelligent, but I think y'all understand, can feel where I'm going with it. Stay in the game. Don't just lay in the sand. Get back up. Dust yourself off. Play again. Laugh. Everybody going to have fun with it. Ain't nobody mad at you because you failed, because you didn't make the point. It's all right. We going to make the next one. But don't get down on yourself and lay in the sand. That's something I used to do. I'm not going to lie. I should attempt things and fail me. I can't do it. But once I start saying, you know what, screw it. I don't care. I don't know what I'm doing anyway. I ain't going to get it right on the first one or two. I tell myself right off the bat, I'm not going to get this right the first time. Get it? So everybody around me, y'all be ready. We all going to have a good, fun laugh as I screw this up. Get it? And I'm hoping somebody's going to tell me on the next one, okay, bro, this is what you do. You know what I mean? Hopefully,
yeah.
This is what you do.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I think sometimes we can't be hard on each other because we've all been there. We've all failed at something, and we wanted someone to say, hey, that ain't right. Come here. Let me show you how to do it. This is how I found out that it works. Let's go from there. You know, always find someone that's been there, done that, that can help you. Then you don't have to keep failing because now you done picked up someone who has the same dream, same goal, same idea. And y'all can mesh it together, or y'all can just help one another get those money. Like, seriously, shine together.
Mm-hmm.
Build your team around you. Because if you already got that one friend that says, oh, I did it, and I did it, and I didn't fail, and I did it, and so you look at them like, yeah, okay, sure you didn't. Sure, is that your way of just saying, you know, you can't admit that you done something wrong? It's like, I can't relate to somebody who think that they just the best at everything. I can't.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think you're on that, yeah. Yeah. I don't even like to play with people like that. It is what it is. All right. I do got another breather to slap in here. Let's see here. Should I go with some Future or should I go with some French Montana? We did talk about Frenchie earlier.
We did talk about Frenchie. Go ahead. Just play some French Montana.
All right. What's
happening with the Frenchie?
The play is kind of hot right now. Going around French Montana. This is the weekend and Max B. It's called A Lie. Monstrous Radio. Don't you call in lying, motherfucker. 424-243-9649. The Monster of the Monsters.
Press one. Press one.
You gonna get it in, baby?
Yeah.
Melissa got the hairy frog.
Oh, yeah, babies, yeah. You bring it back in.
Shawty in the way at the motherfucking fixer. Sipping all day, got me leaning off the kickstand. House on my neck, now the house on my wristband. Girls really love me like a motherfucking 6'5". No time for resting. My life's invested in being a fucking legend. An icon, trying to cement it. I'm treating every year like it's game 7. I feel like problems in my city been deaded. I feel like me and my niggas are unthreatened. My new girl hating when I'm always spending. I guess I gotta get used to it cause my ex is. But it's true though, but it's true though. I'm in the cold, right the north like I'm Trudeau. Yeah, it's true though, yeah, it's true though. My heart cold, but it really be for you though. Ooh, you do it better, that's a lie.
yeah. He at my level, that's a lie, yeah. 100,000 for the time, yeah. They fucking with us, that's a lie. A lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie.
I hope your box don't spread like the rumors. Sad, but it's true though. It's true though. We was bite down, now we chewed up. She said the baby minds, that's a lie. Fired the hottest in the city, that's a lie. School teach you how to read the lines. In these streets, gotta read between the lines. Room full of ether clouds, you don't want no smoke. So I choke, baby, I'ma choke them from the choke. Only the red in my eyes, see where you come from. We the gang, either you run with or run from. I'm the hell rockin' battery up in the sock. Me and Max hit the block like Karl Malone stock. And if I ain't the new chopper, that's a lie.
That's a
and
lie.
If they try to tell you we gon' stop, that's a lie.
But you doing better, that's a lie. Yeah, he at my level, that's a lie. Yeah, 100,000 for the time. Yeah, they fucking with us, that's a lie. A lie, a lie, a lie. A lie.
Daddy, a big cat, maybe stay for a day. Knowing I got it made. Bitches, they call me whole son, more buns. Hey. Mommy bent over for a hum. Give her what she wanted, let her get it good. Put it on the tongue, told me, Charlie boy, you got a gift. Fix me with a lot of dick, hit me with a lot of kick. Show me you the man, busting quickies and dipping. That be something I can't stand. Other plans, baby, handle it. Try to put me in a twirl like a Cheerio. I ain't talking serious. Put me in your video, I can make a way. Baby girl, coming home and you can't stay.
Ooh, you do it better, that's a lie. Yeah, he at my level, that's a lie. Yeah, 100,000 for the time. Yeah, they fucking with us, that's a lie. A lie.
Monsters Radio, French Montana. So I and the weekend in Max B, that's a lie. Let's see. Don't forget about tomorrow. It's Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy R&B couple type music. So make sure you tune in for that. The number is still the same, but when you call in, when you're feeling sexy, use your pinky finger. Get it? I'm just saying, you gotta do it right. I think I'm gonna do a splash mix tomorrow. It's unbelievable. Something you can put on like that. 2 o'clock in the morning. Come off that red light,
what?
Blue light, just to type it. Yeah, it's gonna get nasty.
I think you should too, because then they can, you know, vibe to it when they enjoy their Valentine's Day tomorrow. You know, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Special Valentine's edition. Okay.
Yeah, get them going. Okay. You know, you start off day night.
Yeah, okay. We gonna see what's up. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, Wednesday. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. They just tapped in. Looks like it's 54 degrees in Clarksville, Tennessee. So people giving us Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report, taking over the weather part of the show. So, that's what's up. Let me see, what else? Do we got other stuff that we want to touch on tonight, or, you know, other stuff we want to do about the empowerment? Jazzy dropped off, so maybe she'll call back here in a moment. But I mean, we have some other things about empowerment. Hold on. Take over, Tuesday.
I mean,
what you want to talk about?
You know, I'm in love with this empowerment because, literally, like, if you don't have empowerment to deal with rejection, to deal with disappointment, to deal with anger, to deal with doubt, you will not be able to invest in yourself and to get it out because you will always say, I can't do it. So I think when we're talking about empowerment, when we are talking to our kids and we are talking to somebody else's kids, I really feel like we should take those negatives that they hear probably from their parents or from someone else and turn it into positives so they can see a future of empowerment. What do you think?
I agree. I always believed in empowerment, whether it be me, my family, my friends, sometimes even somebody I might not even know. You dig? Just because I know everybody can use that extra help every now and then to boost them to get to their full capabilities. but like I was saying, you know, there's something like, say, like Monster Jewelry Shop. You dig? We're involved with a company called Paparazzi. A lot of people are familiar with Paparazzi. That's one way, something like I was saying earlier, you know, you can give your daughter, your niece, something like that. That's something you can give them. It's a low startup. They have different startup fees, things like that. But that's one thing you can do is jewelry. Every woman loves jewelry, especially if your niece or daughter is in high school. They can use that to their advantage, other things like that. And it's another way to keep them off the streets coming up this summer. You did get them a vendor booth, let them get out there. And believe me, fathers, your daughter will seem totally different once you give her this piece of empowerment. She will respect you for a very, very, forever. I want to say a very long time. Us dads, we can get a little hard sometimes. Especially when it comes to y'all boyfriends and shit. Forgive us. But anyways, we know what them boys is after. But that's a whole nother show. But fathers, you know what I mean? That's something you could do. Give your daughter, you know, a little jewelry company, even a little shirt company, things like that. If you'd like to know about how you can help them with the jewelry part of it, hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we can get you the information, and you can work with us. So, that's absolutely one way of empowerment. I mean, can you think of another form of empowerment that people can do? Now, right now, I'm probably looking at, like, small businesses, like whether it be online. You understand what I'm saying, right? Like other little things that they
absolutely
can do.
Absolutely. So, you know, most of our kids nowadays and older generation is into music. They're into rapping. They're in promoting. They're into those things. So, mix and mastering. So, I think sending them in the right direction when it comes to how to get started. You know, how to get the rhymes out of their head and on the paper, and how to have a good rhyme, how to have a good rap, how to, you know what I'm saying? That makes, that can do the bars, like how to do an 8-bar, how to do a 6-bar, how to do a 12-bar. Like, they don't know how to do this 8-count, how to do a 6, they don't know, but how to get that in them, like create a space for them to learn about that. That's empowerment, because then they can take their gifting and they can go further with it. And it just won't be sounding all crazy to them. There's a whole bunch of words written down on a piece of paper, rhyming and thinking that they got to put all kind of words together. You don't have to rhyme every word that you rap. Snap don't always have to rhyme with crackle and pop. You know what I'm saying? They always think that they have to rhyme for their rap to make sense. No, I mean, it's a good thing, but it doesn't, you know.
Right, right.
Give them the basics on it.
Yeah. That's another great thing. Like you said, if they're a musician or something, you know, you get them some classes on how to take keys. You know what I mean? Piano classes, buy them beat things, anything that would help them empower themselves to be a better person. Start their own business, things like that. Like, I think, I just had another one. You're back with us there, Jazzy?
Yes, I'm back. My phone is crazy. It do what the fuck it wants.
Oh, snap. You know, I was talking shit about my phone today, and you know what happened? I was in there telling somebody else, you know what? I think I'm going to get a Google phone. You know, Siri came on and said, what the fuck? I was like, Siri, are you talking to me? Then my phone just shut off. I said, oh, damn, she and her feelings. Damn, Siri. So... All right, so,
okay, we're close to the end of the show. So I mean, let's try to think of what can we talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, Wet Wednesday. Let's push the envelope a little bit. I mean, what can we talk about tomorrow?
Oh shit!
I forgot to tell y'all. I started watching that 50 Shades of Grey today.
Okay.
I know I missed my assignment last week, but I started watching it this week. I watched it today. Sure did. Uh-huh.
Let
me tell you like this. I got to watch it again because I fell asleep. This play ain't even that special.
I'm not going to play with you.
Outside, I mean, he tripped me out with that motherfucker. He turned her little ass out. I got so far. You dig that? The whole thing that made it kind of interesting to me was when she popped off and said, basically, she was a virgin. I was like, what? Because y'all seen the movie. Y'all seen how he acted at first. He like, I got to let you go. I'm gonna. You gotta answer to this and answer that. It's either my way or the highway. She was like, well, I'm a virgin. He was like, oh, shit, I'm going to throw that shit out the window. I got the golden ticket. I'm going to take your ass in the room right now. Other than that, you dig all that extra ice and all that extra shit, man? That's playlistic, right? I've been there, done that. Yeah. Okay. I thought I was supposed to learn something here. But then again, too, like I said, I fell asleep. I got to watch the rest of the movie. I'm going to tell y'all about the rest of it, how I've seen the rest of it later or tomorrow, so make sure y'all tune in. But, yeah, I started watching it, but I fell asleep. Yeah, I'm just saying, I fell asleep. I thought he was going to be this big freaky, frack, maybe I ain't got to that part of the movie yet. But, you did. I wasn't impressed with his playerism yet. You did.
And then when you watch number two, you were like, oh, okay, all right.
Right. But, hey, I do have to say that shit was that. There was another point that was kind of sexy, though. I'm just saying. It was so sexy. It almost got to sexual harassment. I'm just saying, when y'all remember the part where they had the meeting about the contract, she had that bomb-ass motherfucking dress on, that red dress. That dress was tight as hell. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
That, but when they was in the room, on the table, and she put her hand there and said, right here. I said, oh, shit, it's about to go down. He was like, I'm going home. I said, oh, bitch, you fucking the game up. Oh, you fucking the movie up. Oh, damn. And she went home, though. That shit was sexy as a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie. She just got, and that was sexy as a motherfucker. I'm not going to lie. I give him that part. That part was him, just because she was like, right here. Me and him knew it was about to go down. Did it? And she just was like, no, I'm going to leave. You motherfucker. Oh, you just messed up the whole movie. It's all right. Now, we're going to find out what. I'm going to find out the rest tomorrow. So tune in and see what I got to say about the rest of this movie. So, all right, y'all got any shout-outs y'all want to do? Shout-out with you, Jazzy. You got any shout-outs you want to do before we end the show?
Dang, I just lost my whole train of thought. shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to the Lord for protecting my life and the things that he is moving me through and from. And shout out to my team and my babies and my mom.
Okay.
You know.
That is.
Shout out for us.
I'm unbelievable. What you got for us?
Shout out to God. Shout out to the squad. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to my job, my babies. You know, shout out to those who's just striving to do the right thing. And definitely shout out to those who are empowering everyone around them to be better, to get to their best, and to maximize their highest potential in everything that they do.
Okay, there it is. And y'all know how I do it. I can't send special shots to people individually because people be getting mad. Then they want to come by and throw water balloons at my house. Then I got to come outside, send my dog to bite you in your ass, and I'm going to shoot you with my BB gun. Pa-pow. So you know how I end it. If you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we trying to be in your business. We need your ass for a ratings tomorrow. You dig? For Wet Wet Wednesday. Tune in tomorrow. That's our show for tonight, y'all. Monstrous Radio Live. Online radio with a roar. Don't forget, you can listen to the archive show 24/7, 365. The only fee is a like, comment, and a share. Y'all have a good night now. You hear? Peace.